Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady. And right now we have the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Barry Odom, on the phone after the fifth straight victory for Mizzou, 38-27 over Ole Miss for homecoming. Coach, a happy homecoming for the Missouri Tigers. Congrats on the win, and now ranked number 22 in the nation. Your thoughts on the big win for your squad on Saturday night?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Hope you guys have a great week. The thing you look at on you know, there's a number of different ways throughout the course of the game that you win games. And the other night, I thought we played smart team football together, and it wasn't perfect by any stretch. You know, a lot of mistakes out there. But when the other side needed to lean on the, you know, the other side, either offense or defense, however that worked out, you know, we played really well together. And you know, it doesn't go on the stat line, or there are not many stories about it, but when we threw an interception offensively, you know, late and then in the fourth quarter, and it was kind of getting a close game, and then the defense went out and responded with a four and out, and that was such a huge turning point in the game, in my opinion, on where we were. And then the offense got the ball back on the minus 1 yard line with 5 minutes and 51 seconds on the clock, and they drove the entire length of the field and never gave the ball back up. And that's hard to do. That's a long drive. That's a lot of conversions on third downs. That's some things that went into some big-time plays were made to keep the ball away from them. And so I was proud of our guys. Great win. Always, you know, it's hard to win, and to get a good win at home, exciting. And now we're on to the next one.
What did that mean from a momentum standpoint and just the emotion of the team to have that goal line stand just before halftime and stop a team that is known for running the football, stop them fourth and goal, go into halftime with the lead and just have that boost? What did that mean to the team, and what did that mean to you?
It was big time momentum, and you know the college game is built a number of times around momentum and who's got it. It's within the game, it's within the season, and you know our defensive staff and players is kind of taking on the mindset of give us a place to stand, and we're gonna go find a way to get off the field. Give us a place to stand, and you know, it's kind of a true definition of that statement. And you know, it took every inch of the field to get that stop, but they did. And what a great play by a number of guys. They were assignment sound, and then rallying together to keep the guy out of the end zone. That was terrific.
You know, I want to go back to something you said a little bit earlier, and even go back to something you said earlier this season after that loss to Wyoming. You had said, hey, look, we just have to understand that bad plays, things are going to happen in the course of a game, but you can't let that snowball. You have to react to it properly and bounce back and not let that get to you. And it sounds like, with what you were saying earlier, the maturity that your team is showing now and not letting that interception turn in to something worse, and the defense goes out there and does their job, that's growth. That shows growth and maturity by your team, right?
Absolutely. And they've you know, handled a number of things so far this season in a mature manner. And you know, we've learned from our experiences, and you always are in a position as a coach and teacher to make sure that you take those experiences, good or bad, and put them into action where when that situation comes up again, we realize we've been in the moment, we understand what we're supposed to do, now we've got to go execute it. And that, you know, that's easier said than done, but that's the constant focus on being in the moment of right here and right now and play one snap at a time and all the things that we're trying to get done and get accomplished. And if we keep that mindset with blinders on and keep going, then we'll end up right where we need to be at the end of this year.
We're visiting with Barry Odom, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, who got a 38-27 win against Ole Miss over the weekend. And Coach, you got 329 yards passing out of Kelly Bryant in the game. A week after he suffered what looked like a really scary knee injury at the time, what did he show you maybe through the course of this week and then playing in this game after that moment last weekend in terms of coming back from that injury?
Yeah, it was pretty good for a guy that we didn't know was going to play or not, right, after the previous game. But he bounced back, you know, and credit to a lot of people, and he put a lot of time into it on making sure, you know, as did our team docs and all the different things that went into it. But when we got out to the practice field on Tuesday, he didn't miss a beat. He didn't miss one snap last week. He prepared really well. Says a lot of things about him. So number one on the list is probably his mental toughness to be able to overcome that. And also, you know, he wasn't 100%. I think he was close, but he responded and played really well. He was dialed in, he was focused, and he led our team and played really well.
Barry Odom is our guest. And Coach, you know, K.O. Garrett, you can't replace a kid like that, because what he means on the field and off the field, and we were all so disappointed. You know, a Kearney kid that does things the right way, that was having one hell of a senior season, and there's always a question, how does a team respond losing a guy like that that means so much? You had to be happy with the way the defense responded, but did you get an indication? Because that's very emotional for the guys to lose a player like that. Did you get an indication during the week that, okay, we're going to be able to overcome this, or do you just not know until you get on the field for that next game?
You know, I had a good feel for the way that they prepared. They practiced really well, and the things that they were saying, the message that you heard, you know, on that side of the ball and collectively as a team on wanting to play well for Kale, wanting to do some of those things. I mean, it all sounded right, looked right, all those things, but I've also learned at the end of the day, you better get out into the real action and see how you're going to respond. And I thought their kids did a great job for the first test. And you know, now we're up against an offense in Vandy that have three of the top offensive players in our league. They're running back, they're tight end, and wide receiver. So it'll be a tremendous test for us on finding a way to slow those guys down.
I know one of the guys whose responsibility was next man up, so to speak, in that regard is your sophomore linebacker, Cameron Wilkins. He had six tackles in the game, five solos. What did you think of his performance? And maybe what can you tell us about him as a kid and now the responsibility that's on him?
Well, he's a great kid and a really good athlete. He hadn't played a lot of meaningful snaps yet, and obviously did the other night. So first time out, I thought he did some great things. He's going to learn from some of those experiences on the speed of the game and the way that position, you know, every time you got to be, I mean, you've got to be on, because if you miss a read or you're out of a gap or you miss leverage, then it can turn into an explosive play, which is a touchdown. You know, and Jamal Brooks stepped in and did some good things as well. So, you know, I expect both of those guys to play better this week than they did last week. And we'll just kind of keep coaching and teaching and get them in position where they are playing to the level and the standard that we need to.
Well, and you talk about linebackers. Nick Bolton with another good game, led the team in tackles with 10. He's really having a heck of a year so far.
He is, and it's a guy that really Kale had kind of, every time he saw Kale watching film or doing something, Nick was right there next to him. So he's taken on the leadership role as he is needed to in that room, and is really an athletic, productive player, and he's got a lot of really good ball left coming up this season.
And you ran the football effectively, Larry Roundtree with 126 yards and a couple of touchdowns. We've talked about this kid before, and being a Kansas City kid, I'm partial. Man, I love it when Dawson Downing produces in the game. Six carries, 70 yards, had that 54-yard touchdown. That was a nice performance from the Kansas City kid.
What about that performance, the way he's playing? I mean, every opportunity that he gets, he just rises to the occasion. And not only when he's called to carry the ball, but the things he's doing on special teams, the pass protection he's providing, the way he's practicing, all the different things that you look at, he's doing a heck of a job, and I'm really, really proud of him.
Coach, my final question for you, and it's a good question to have, a good problem to have, not that it's a problem, but handling success, five wins in a row, you got that number in front of Mizzou now at number 22, you look at the SEC standings, 2-0 in first place, what type of challenge is it to keep the team focused, be happy with the success, but know that there's so much more out there to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it last night in the team meeting, because you know the narrative's out there, you know, but for us, you know, it's very boring the process, the winning process on what it takes. And you talk about if you're focused on any of that stuff, all right, then it takes away and softens your character and your hunger and your drive to go be your best. So if you're sitting around reading that and listening to everybody telling you how well you played, then you haven't done very much today. So our job is to put blinders on, keep them on, go to work, and understand that we better be ready to go prepare and have our habits aligned with playing our A game this weekend in Nashville, because we're going to need it.
So, Coach, this is, I guess, kind of along the same lines, but, you know, with what happened with Georgia and Florida over the weekend and where you guys stand right now, I mean, the standings are in play in terms of trying to win your division. Do you use that at all as a carrot? Like, hey, guys, look at this. This is all out in front of us. Or do you still just want to, hey, it's just about this week. We don't need to worry about those standings at all.
Well, you always, in my learning experience, every team's different. But this team, you look at, and I have from week one, I've done the same thing. We talk about what our schedule is, what's out there, and then the immediate on how we control what we can control. And right now, the only thing we can control is getting ready to have our best Tuesday practice. And we do that, and we prepare the right way, and our habits align with the way they're supposed to. That gives us a chance to have a great Wednesday, and then a great Thursday, and then a great final 48-hour preparation to go play our best against a really explosive Vandy team. So we'll have enough challenges. I mean, we've got, you know, we're just at the halfway point. So there's going to be a lot of things happen throughout the scene of college football over the next 6 to 7 weeks.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck at Vanderbilt. 3 o'clock on SEC Network. 5 wins in a row. Make it 6, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
That is Barry Odom, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. And again, 5 wins in a row. They take care of business for homecoming against Ole Miss. Like you mentioned, Nate, I mean, no one could have expected South Carolina to win against Georgia.
Stunning result. Most stunning results of the season so far.
And that missed field goal. I mean, the reactions in that crowd, they were stupefied. I like that word. Florida, that's not surprising that they lost to LSU, because LSU is a national title contender right now. But and look, Mizzou's going to have their shot at both those teams. But you got to take care of what's in front of you. At Vanderbilt, you don't want to be overconfident, but Mizzou should have no problems against Vanderbilt. Although Barry Odom did a nice job of complimenting Vanderbilt, and you know, that's what you got to do, right? A lot of times you listen to head coaches, and boy, you think they're going up against the 85 Bears.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how you keep things focused. But Mizzou shouldn't have too many problems if they play, a B or C game will get it done. Barry Odom doesn't want to hear that or say that, but they're much better than Vanderbilt. At Kentucky, they should have every motivation in the world, because that was one of the more, infuriating, disappointing, I was in anguish, all those things. That loss last year was just a gut punch, as Jake would say, a nut punch, which is even worse. A repeated sack tap.
A screw job.
You know?
That was a screw job.
Right. The Montreal screw job is what, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say, Jake. But, And they haven't had success recently against Kentucky. You know, Kentucky's not as good as they have been, but that'll be a much stiffer test than at Vandy. But you got to be motivated. Especially what happened last year, to go take care of Kentucky. And if you could do that, if you could win those two road games, boy, oh boy, going. And I don't know what'll happen, but I sure would like to see Mizzou 7-1 and ranked. They win the next two games, ranked in the top 20, maybe top 15, going to Georgia. And then the other good thing about that is they get a bye week after the road game at Kentucky, and they get 2 weeks to prepare for Georgia and to get healthy and to get right. And they'll need all of that, because Georgia is still a very, very good football team and wonderfully talented. So, but boy, if you're ever going to pick a time to have a bye week, you would say, okay, let's have it right before going to Georgia. And then they came home against Florida. So it's all right there in front of them. They can they control everything, and they've got a game lead on everyone else. So
I
like it a lot.
I think it's all there for them.
I like it a lot. Hey, NCAA, what are you doing? Want to slide into your DM, see if I can get a decision from you. Nope. All right, then. You know, they're usually pretty quick. Not. So.
I tell you what, I watched Alabama.
Go, Alabama.
They've got some absolute speed merchants at the wide receiver position. That team, it's funny how it used to be like.
They're able to recruit pretty good athletes down there with this Nick Saban.
You think so? Nope. But you know, like, you know, back when the LSU-Alabama, the first time around, was the game of the century, and it was like a punt fest and, you know, field goal kicking game.
What fest?
Punt.
Oh.
Punt fest.
That's your
LSU
favorite.
Alabama this year is going to be like a shootout. You know, it's going to be offense everywhere.
You keep LSU out of your mouth, huh? What you think we're playing Florida again, some bitch? Did you see the interview that people were tweeting at us where you just didn't really know what he was saying, but it was great.
He said something about playing. Hey, welcome to Death Valley, where dreams come to die.
I tell you. Come on, yeah.
I think that's what he said. Welcome to Death Valley, where dreams come to die.
You think that's what he said. You
got
know.
The Border Patrol, right. And of course, Ed Orgeron. Let me talk to that Nate Bocani.
Right.
Or Bocani, or whatever the hell his name is.
I bet you he called back into the show this week.
He might.
I think he will. I need.
Look forward to that.
What I need you to do, Jake, is I don't know. I need you to. I'd like this to be at least a segment if things start to slow down at all. Can you just try to get your hands on his coach's show and maybe just some clips?
Oh, boy.
So this is an update from the...
I think that's probably doable.
You know, we're not really overly concerned with how LSU does, but I'd like to hear some of his comments from his coach's show and what he has to say.
I'll start doing some homework. I'll start getting to the bottom of that.
Did you hear I was listening to The Zone, and I laughed out loud. They played a car commercial with Ed Orgeron when he was at Ole Miss.
Oh, boy.
And let me tell you, I almost went out and bought a car just listening to him talk. And I really didn't know what he was saying, you know. But he was comparing cars to Ole Miss. I mean, I don't know.
Drive over this car right here.
Right.
There's a four-door.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for a pitch man, even if you're not,
Get the best warranty in the business, I guarantee.
Right, even if you're not down there, I feel like he's a natural. Let him win a national championship with LSU, and I want him and Mahomes on every commercial that I watch.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here.
How about JoJo?
And JoJo.
I need a Hummer.
Here. Mississippi,
you
here.
You need a Hummer? I need a Hummer.
Right.
Players, come see them.
Hummers represent everything on the university stands for.
Starting at just $32,000.
I'm going to tell you what. You need a Hummer, don't you? We all could use a Hummer at some point in our lives.
We all could use a Hummer. I could use one right now.
Do you think that's one of the greatest commercials you've ever heard? Because I do.
I need
makes
a Hummer.
Me want to go out and buy one.
Right.
They still exist?
You want a Hummer? You got to get one.
You got $150 on you? I'll get you a Hummer.
Nope.
No.
Now it's time to break. See there. If you wonder where the line is, there, Jake just crossed it. So
I thought it's a pretty good deal.
Right. Well,
you're looking for one.
That's what he looks for in Ole Miss football. They could have used one on Saturday in Columbia, Ole Miss.
Alabama put up 47 against Texas A&M, and LSU put up 42 against Florida. That's going to be a different type of Auburn, a different type of Alabama LSU game.
You are you saying it? I told you, you don't even know who we're playing in.
We already beat Auburn, you son of a bitch.
I tell you, is there how many times does A&M have to lose before they're not ranked? Are they not ranked anyway?
How many times does A&M have to go into a season with all kinds of hype and not live up to it before people stop giving them all kinds of hype going into a season? Is that we're just going to keep doing that forever?
Yes. Mizzou at Vanderbilt, 3 o'clock on SEC Network this Saturday. So, and I'll be able to watch all of it before I go to the Haunted Houses and do my remote. So I'm very, thank you very much, SEC, for scheduling that around my haunted house remote on Saturday night. Right? I'll be able to.
You're going to miss KU Texas in primetime then, buddy. You're going to miss that?
I'll put that on my phone, powered by Sprint.
Okay.
Will anybody miss
it? On the Longhorn Network.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Well, he's got a smart mouth.
Didn't he?
Thanks to Barry Odom for coming on the show. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.